CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
I'm going to put it out there right now. 13, 12, 16. Would you be down for helping us buy a tank? I'm talking a full-blown army tank.
Let's get this tank happening.
It costs 30. Oh, you're on board.
Of course I'm on board. It's a tank.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Why would I not want a tank?
That's a very good question.
I've wanted a tank since I was a young girl.
Exactly.
It's been a dream of mine to own a tank.
Now I don't know if there's sarcasm.
No, I do. Okay. I love it. Okay. I really want it.
All right. There's a tank for sale that I've found. I need to do some more investigating, but before I get on to the investigating, I'm going to gauge some interest. So 13, 12, 16, you don't have to pay for the whole tank. Maybe you're just willing to throw in $5.
$5 to own a piece of the tank.
You own a piece of this tank. We're going to put a picture of the tank up on the CFM Facebook page.
Is the tank operational?
It says it is.
Okay.
It says it's working. I'll read you out the ad.
So, like, if we aimed it in the sky, we could, like,
I don't think you
put
can
the
shoot
coordinates
it.
in. What's the coordinates for the Trump Tower race?
Oh, you're going to line that up. From Australia.
I don't think it'd get there.
We're going to have the Secret Service on our case.
Wouldn't get there.
Look, okay, so I'm going to read this out. This is the ad for the tank. And just picture a full-blown army tank. That's exactly what it looks like. It says here, tank, $30,000. It's in Albury, okay, New South Wales. Selling a full-size Abbott 433 imported from the United Kingdom. 105mm caliber British Army tank. The tank is in very good condition.
Yep.
Meets all import and custom requirements and has been deactivated to meet the Australian regulations. Drives A1, so it works, and includes all the accessories.
Something I need to know.
Oh.
Something I need to know. How many Ks are on it?
That's a good question.
And does it need new tyres? Because that's going to be a big factor if we want to buy it.
Well... I'm sure we could take it down to Tumby Tyres and More.
Exactly. And does it have any rego left on it? Because, you know, I hate buying tanks and they've only got like a month rego left.
It is a good question on how do we get the tank to the Central Coast?
Exactly.
Can we drive the tank? I mean, that is a question that needs to be asked.
You can drive it on the road.
Oh, so we need a truck for the tank.
Exactly.
Can you imagine the tank out the front of the radio station? Kids come around, they can play on the tank. We'll get a fully branded hit.
Oh, we can recreate scenes with Brad Pitt
in
Fury. I love that.
See,
you can be Shia LaBeouf, I'll be Brad.
Yeah, that's not a fair trade.
Because you are the buff.
He's pretty good in that movie, actually.
Yeah,
let's go to Trav. Morning, Trav.
Morning, Trav.
Morning.
Morning, mate.
You want a piece of this tank, Trav?
Yeah, I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Can we fly it over to America?
Yeah.
Dangerous.
And then can we drive it through the White House?
Oh, God.
And shoot Donald Trump.
Oh, say no more. Say no more, Trav.
Yeah, no, we get it. We will
have the Secret Service on our case if we go any further.
The phone is ringing already. They're onto it quick.
No, we can't do that.
We need to use the tank for good, Trav.
Yeah, it's a good tank.
Like how? Make it into a kid's playground.
Something like that, you know.
That is taking it into a kid's playground.
How much?
Oh, that was good from Trav. I'll give you that one. Nice work, Travis.
Give us a dollar amount. How much are you willing to put in for this $30,000 tank?
Oh, he's counting his dollars. Travis,
what was that?
Yeah, just how much cash are you willing to put in for the tank?
I'll throw in plenty for the tag, but I'll throw in a lot more to fly it over to America.
Oh, is he still campaigning for that?
I've got a great idea. Let's activate it.
Yes.
But activate it so it can shoot ice creams out of the front of it.
Oh, that's good. It can be like the Sea Cruiser. We'll take it out with Loopy
Laz.
Exactly,
and just shoot ice creams everywhere.
Neil, it's San Remo.
Morning, mate. Neil.
Morning.
Morning. The tank.
You can put me in for $100.
$100.
Put me in for $100.
Okay.
Oh, Neil, you're a legend.
Neil, this is all talk at this stage, mate, but if I start a GoFundMe page and send you a link, will you actually put in $100?
I'll put in $100.
All right. We are $120 down on a $30,000 tank here, guys.
I'd love to put Neil at one end of a football field.
Yes.
And just say, Neil, go long, and shoot a football out of the tank. I'm coming up with good ideas for this tank. It's so universal.
This is the fun you can have with a tank. We're going to workshop this, guys. It's not the last you're going to hear of this tank.
T-shirts
yes.
at Mariners games. I'm going to shoot T-shirts out of the cannon at Mariners games from the tank.
The ideas are flowing.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
I got home a little late last night after we went out for dinner with the big boss who's in town.
That's right.
And I had a very awkward first meeting with my next door neighbours.
At that late at night?
Yeah. I live in an apartment building, as you know, and there's an apartment right next to mine, so we share a wall in between. So there's one dividing wall, and I've always thought about whether they can hear me or not, because I can sometimes hear them scratching around in their apartment.
You've talked about that before.
Yeah, and last night, because of the rain, you know what I'm like with hay fever, I get such bad allergies, like really bad, and I was sneezing and I was blowing my nose, and I also, I can't believe I'm about to say this on radio.
It's a safe place. Is it? No.
I also make a weird sound with my throat sometimes when it's itchy.
Can you give us a bin? Go on, just scratch your throat. What kind of weird sound is it?
When the roof of my mouth gets itchy.
Is it like a...
I kind of make a... sound.
It's very pig-like.
Isn't it?
It sound like a pig.
Isn't it?
Do it again. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Okay.
That sound.
Yep.
And it's the only thing that can relieve the this itchiness.
You're a catch, aren't you? Aren't you a catch?
How am I single?
I did not
I sometimes
know.
Think that. Anyway, I was really going to town last night on the itching of the throat. And I get this knock at my door because I was sitting in my lounge room watching TV and I get this knock at my door. And I was thinking, who the hell is here at 9:30 or it might even have been 10 o'clock at night?
Yep.
And it was my next door neighbour.
Guy, girl, who is it?
It was a girl.
Yes.
And she said, hi, I'm such and such from, I live next door. She goes, I just wanted to see if you were okay. And I was like, what do you mean?
She goes, must have been bad for them to come around.
She goes, I heard some really weird noises. She goes, I thought you'd had a seizure or something and I needed to come and check that you're alive and you're all right. And then I had to explain to her.
Right.
What that noise was.
Well, look, I mean, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as embarrassing, yes.
No, it is. Then, that's the only way I look at it.
But, you know, it's much better for her to come and knock on your door for that noise than the ones on a Saturday night in the
Terrigal. Yeah, well, it gets worse. Because I then said, I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise that you could even hear that. And she goes, yeah, the walls are very thin.
So she's heard.
Yeah, she knows a lot of things about me.
She knew not to come knocking on those other ones. But
she knew what was going on then.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
13, 12, 16, it's our number. If you want to get involved in our show this morning, put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, should there be a limit on kids in Australia?
What, on how many kids people can have?
Yeah, and this, I know this opens up a can. It really does. Because people say, hey, it's my life. I can do what I want. I can have 10 kids if I want. Is that practical? No.
I'm going to have 25.
Just calm down. If you have 25 kids, what are you pregnant?
Start my own business.
What, a footy team?
Yeah.
Get one going.
Put them to work.
I just want to play you something I saw on the news the other night that sort of made me start to think about it. And look, and I'll tell you right now, I don't have kids, so maybe I'm not the one to have my say on this, but I saw this about our schools in New South Wales.
As the first term of the year kicks off in New South Wales, schools are struggling to keep up with the growing intake, so overcrowded that year 3 and 4 students have been forced into makeshift classrooms in the nearby high school.
The pressure on schools like this one will only increase over the next decade as Sydney's population grows, fueling a surge in enrolments.
So they have to build these special demountables just to fit the amount of kids in there, and the numbers are only growing from there. And I thought, should we have a limit on kids? You know, maybe 3. I was thinking
that's a fair view.
I mean, 1 is just ridiculous.
I've heard some of my friends recently who have had children talk about how hard it is to get them into daycare.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of kids that are in population at the moment.
It also affects, with the more kids you have, they get older, they have kids, so the population is obviously growing. But it also affects our roads as well. You know, the roads get busier. Infrastructure's not sort of put in place to accommodate these things. I mean,
well, China brought in that law years ago.
But theirs was brutal, right? It was a one kid.
It was something like, yeah, one child policy. And if the first child they had was a girl, they could then have a second child depending on.
And they've just lightened up on that. They've gone two, haven't
they? Yeah, I think they're allowed two now.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, for me personally, I don't want any more than three kids. I think that's my limit. I can't see myself going any further than that.
Three's a good number.
All right. Three's the ban. Australia.
Malcolm Turnbull. Come on, mate.
That's it. That's all you're allowed to have. Hayden's in Point Clear. Morning, Hayden.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, mate. Thanks for calling the show. What's your take on it?
Good. I agree with you. I was just about to say the same thing. I definitely think that the limit's three. I have four sisters myself, and I definitely think that three is the standard number.
Okay. So there's a couple of sisters you'd like to get rid of.
You'd like to knock off.
Hard for the parents having more than three with money-wise and things and stuff. I just think three is definitely the maximum. I think if you're having more than three, it's not a joke. It is your choice and opinion, but I think three is the standard number.
So five in your family, and you're saying three is the standard number. What is it that makes, I mean, you'd probably have to ask your parents about this, when they get to three, what is it that makes them go the fifth, you know, five kids? What makes them?
I don't know. There's three on each side. Like, there's me, and then there's two sisters on my dad's and two on my mum's. So technically it's three from my mum, but it's split up. But having, like, four sisters and four kids, I think that's a lot.
And what? And is Alice still your guy's maid? Is she still around, or?
Pardon?
It's Hayden Brady we're talking to. She's going for the Brady Bunch.
Sorry, Hayden. It just sounded like the Brady Bunch story.
Look, 13, 12, 16, thanks for your call this morning, mate. We're going to leave the lines open if you think, you know, you want to put your 2 cents in. But
it comes down to whether you can devote enough attention to each child as well, not only
that's
money,
the other
but
thing.
I mean, and Hayden probably has experienced that being from a big family.
Hayden's bitter.
Oh, I would be too. And he's in the middle, so it makes it even worse. I feel him.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
13, 12, 16, getting some great callers on this morning. Should there be a limit on how many kids you have?
Just like there was in China. For many years, they had the ban of one child per couple.
Always thought that was brutal. One child is just not on. I mean, you need to have at least two or three.
I mean, imagine all the weird only child kids running around.
Exactly.
You know? Imagine all those people, you know?
Just ask them.
Imagine the community.
They need a little friend in their lives. I was watching the news. I just want to play this again. I was watching the news the other night, and this is what made me think about it, is that the schools are getting overcrowded at the moment. Take a listen.
As the first term of the year kicks off in New South Wales, schools are struggling to keep up with the growing intake. So overcrowded that year 3 and 4 students have been forced into makeshift classrooms in the nearby high school. The pressure on schools like this one will only increase over the next decade as Sydney's population grows, fueling a surge in enrolments.
You don't need 7 kids to enrol in these schools. So that's my take on it.
How am I meant to start my own softball team, Gaundy?
Well, it's up to you if you want to take that on.
Changes plans.
It's a lot to take on. Erin in Mungrove Mountain this morning. Morning, Erin.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're well. Thanks for calling the show. What's your take on this one?
I don't reckon I reckon there should be a limit on kids.
There should be.
You're right.
Okay.
It says here you're from a big family, Erin. How many kids are in your family?
No, I have a family friend who has, there's 11 kids in the family.
11?
Yeah, oh, and from 3 months old to 19 years old.
And where does your friend fit in the mix?
She's the oldest, she's 19.
19.
So she becomes like the babysitter for all of them.
Big time.
Yeah.
Extra
so
cash.
She's, even when the mum's there, she's like a second mum.
Look,
now that she's out of school, just always taking care.
I'm going to say it right now, 11 is just ridiculous, isn't it?
Too far.
It's too much.
Back in the day, like in the time of our grandparents, every family was a big family like that. Maybe not 11, but like my nan's family was 8 kids, my pa's family was 10.
Yeah, but they had nothing else to do. We got PlayStation now.
And contraception.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's all they have time to
do. Amazing inventions.
To keep themselves busy.
Yeah,
Tony's
fair
in
enough.
Yamina, my sort of town. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Tones.
Hey, Brian Gordy, my sort of town.
Hey, there it is, mate.
What do you think, Tony?
If you Google world population clock,
it'll
blow your mind. We need to slow down the population globally.
Agreed.
It's, 7 billion?
We're watching it right now, mate. We've just Googled it. We're having a look at it.
It's literally going up by the second.
Is that calculating people that are dying and being born? Who's running this clock?
That's amazing.
That's a great job they're doing.
Who knows? But if you look at the graph, in the last 100 years, I've forgotten how many billion it's increased by, but if we keep going at that rate, we just, you know, forget the schools being overcrowded.
I know.
Won't be able to live.
Well, that's the thing, mate.
I guess, Tony, just looking at that clock, that explains global warming right there.
Exactly.
Put heaps of people in a room and it gets hot.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Yeah, go, Tony.
I was going to say, the other thing, too, is, you know, like, for people without kids, too, you know, like, I think it's a bit unfair that we, you know, we do subsidise people with five or six kids a fair bit. Maybe that's a way of just slowing down the, you know, so it's all right to have kids, but we're not going to give, we do give a lot of money to, you know, in grants.
That's a really good point, Tony, because these families need help when they have that many kids.
Well, the roads are crowded, you know. I hate lining up for a movie ticket, you know. That's annoying when you've got to get in the line
especially
for that.
Especially when you want to go see an animation.
Exactly. And there's all these family with eight kids.
Just a nightmare.
You can buy popcorn for every one of them. It's slowing down my movie time. No, look, honestly, though, it's something that might need to be looked at in the future. We can't just let it go as it
is. It's probably something that will be. I don't think in the near future, though. I think in the next probably 20, 30 years, maybe they'll start to look at it.
All right. Well, there's no rule about it just yet, but everyone, just calm down on the kids, all right? You know? Get outside and play in a tree.
Don't go see 50 Shades Darker, all right? We don't need... It's going to be a massive influx in 9 months. It's out of control.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We went out to dinner last night. Usually we don't see each other during the week at night times.
Well, we see each other so much at work that, you know, it's good to get a bit of a break.
Steer clear.
But we should hang out after. We should hang out sometimes afterwards.
I like it.
It's nice. It's good.
We went out with the big boss. He's in town at the moment.
Shout out, Mickey.
Yeah.
Hey, mate.
Don't say anything bad. He's probably listening.
No, that's all right. All I said was shout out.
Anyway.
I'll save that other stuff for off air.
Anyway.
Behind his back.
Boss Yammo, he was at dinner as well. And we're all sitting there having a good time. And we were talking about, you know, stuff that's going on in our lives and things that are happening. And a conversation and a question that I brought up with you last night, and I just want to pick your brain a little bit more about it.
Yep.
I asked you, because we're talking about your wedding that's coming up next year.
Next year.
You're planning, you're in the process of planning it, and you brought up with me, you don't know who you're going to make your best man.
No, well, I've got a few good mates, and I'm not sure who to make my best man yet.
Yeah.
But I did say, I got another mate who proposed around the same time as me, and if he makes me his best man, I'll make him mine.
That's not how you do it. No, you don't do it like that.
Well, if he makes me his best man and then I don't return the serve, that's not great. I'm waiting to see how that plays out.
You pick with who your heart, who you want to be your best man, not because he picked you.
He's a front runner, and that would get him over the line.
Awesome. I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about me.
Yep.
And I said to you, am I going to be a groomswoman?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, to be honest.
And I'm now going to campaign on this show. What do I have to do to suit up for your wedding, to become a groomswoman? It's 2017, Gaundy. People are doing that these days. Mickey said to you he had a woman in his groom's party.
He did too.
He had a lady, and I said, that is so cool, and it will get noticed, and all the attention will be on me.
Oh, on my wedding day?
No, but in all seriousness.
Is that what this is about?
Do you want limelight on the day? A little bit. No, jeez. I want to suit up for your wedding. I want to be in the party, in the groom's party.
No, look, I've got mates that I've had for much longer than you. And I think
so I think
you're overestimating. I mean, we're good friends, but, you know, I've got mates I've had since I was a kid.
So what's my role? If I'm not going to be a groomswoman, what is my role?
You'll either be MC.
Oh!
Which is still yet to be decided.
Even producer Rach is shaking her head.
Well, how much you've turned down wanting to be the MC, we've kind of moved on from that and we're looking at other options.
Awesome.
Okay, so then...
Great. I don't want to be the MC. That means I can't even drink on the night that much.
Well, that's all right. MCs don't have to do all that much. But, okay, so here's your next option.
Well, here we go.
Sitting on a table next to Rach. Just at the wedding. Just enjoying yourself.
So I'm on the same level as producer Rach.
Yep.
I want to be a groomswoman.
Not happening.
I'm telling you, I'm going to bring this up all the time on this show until...
Why don't you
become
a celebrant? in this time between now and next year.
And I can be the celebrant at the wedding.
Maybe. Depends how good you are. You'll be a first timer.
I don't
You'll be a
mind
rookie.
That.
You'll be a rookie celebrant. But, you know, we're still looking at that.
I could throw out some fun jokes during the ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not promising it to you. I'm just saying that that's an option.
How much does the gig pay?
It's all about money and attention for you. That's all this has been. When I brought
Think
up
about
MC,
it. No. Don't answer it now. Discuss it with Jamie, your fiance. Get back to me. I'm thinking once I get my celebrant thing, probably $2,000 I'm happy with.
I'm just re-looking at the list and you'll be lucky to get an invite at this stage.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Can't believe that really nice conversation we just had off air. I appreciate that. If you missed it, Gaunzi has just said, I'm going to be groomswoman.
I didn't say that.
You said I'll be the fourth one in the list. Your three best mates, which that's fair enough. I'll stand on the end of them. I'm fine with that. I'll wear a pink suit.
We're not going to be in pink suits.
I love it. No, but I have to be because I'm a groomswoman.
My question is when you get married, will I be in the bridal party?
Yes, I'd love to put you in a dress. Oh.
And I would pull it off
and
too.
And you would pull it off. No, but in all seriousness.
I would steal that limelight.
I'd think about making you the celebrant of my wedding.
I don't want to be a celebrant. That's more work than MC.
Is it?
I'd say so, yeah, no, from what I've seen. You've got to get all the background history of the bride and the groom.
But
and
it's over in half an hour. MC goes all through the night when everyone else is drinking and having a good time.
You can have drinks. You get up there and just go, guys, you know.
I'd love to be a loose MC at your wedding.
Well, you could be a loose MC. But I don't want to pay you, and there's other options.
I bring out beer pong halfway through the night. All right, who's playing?
It's going to be fun, guys. It's going to be a good one. Yeah. But
I can't believe you just made me a groomsman.
That has not happened. But 13, 12, 16, would like to hear from people if you've had
Gaunzi make me a groomswoman?
No, if you've had someone in your bridal party.
Opposite sex.
I'd be interested to hear from people. I don't reckon there's ever been a guy in the bride's side. What's that called again? What's the
bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids. I had a brain fart.
Are you saying Mickey's weird, our big boss?
Not weird.
That's really rude towards Mickey. No. He's not going to appreciate that. He had a woman in his groom's party.
I'd love to hear that too, 13, 12, 16. But I don't think a guy's been on the other side. I don't think that's ever happened.
I think it's happened.
I've never seen it. Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
13, 12, 16 is our number. You can keep the campaign running.
You called Mickey weird just for wanting...
Well, he's a little girl bit weird, isn't it?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We have to talk about this. This has to be talked about.
You and I were talking yesterday about my sister's new boyfriend.
Yes.
Because I got to spend some time with him over Christmas, and he's a really confident guy, really nice guy. I like him a lot, right? But
I love how you put that in there before you get into this.
There was a story that was brought up amongst the family about something that happened when they first were dating.
And this is a breakup. You know, I'd break up with someone over this.
So this is when they first started dating. It was probably about a month in, my sister said.
Okay.
And my sister still lives with our parents. So it's in our family home. Simon is her boyfriend's name, was sleeping over. And he slept over before multiple times, but he was sleeping over at our house. And apparently early in the morning, my sister's woken up to a wet patch, very wet patch on the bed. He's wet the bed.
Yep.
How embarrassing.
Oh, look, I know it's childish to laugh at that, but come on, Simon. What's going on? How old is he?
My age.
He's 28?
He's 28.
What's going on? Had he had a few drinks the night before?
I don't know any of
the
details. I just heard the story, pissed myself laughing,
No pun intended.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. How did the story get leaked? Because if that...
Oh, no pun intended.
I didn't mean that one.
Get the fluid going.
So how did it get out? Because... If that was me...
How did what get out?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
If that was me...
would you do in that situation?
I would say, please don't tell anyone about this. Let's fix this problem and never speak of it again. So your sister must have come out and gone, guys, you never believe what Simon's done.
She got my Mama Di to clean it up.
No, she didn't.
Mama Di that she cleaned it up.
Mama Di had to clean up her daughter's boyfriend's
We. That happened.
That is tough going. That's
how embarrassing.
On.
My sister said, Simon, who's one of the most confident guys she's ever met, she's never seen him so embarrassed. Apparently he just went straight to the bathroom, hopped in the shower for an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Didn't come out. And then when he'd come out, Mum and Dad cleaned up his mess.
Well, look, we need to call this guy.
We should do that.
We really should. Mm. Will he come on the show and just... And
I don't know if he's going to come on.
I don't want to go down some dirty road and talk, you know, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty, but...
It's just an embarrassing time.
I just want to find
Let's
out.
Try and put in the call next and get okay. him on the show and ask him what happened.
Okay, so here's a guy that's embarrassed about the situation and we're going to embarrass him by putting him on the radio for the whole coast to hear about...
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea.
I'm more interested to hear from your sister as to why she's still with this guy.
There's another interesting story too.
What, producer Rach? She wouldn't break up
she
with someone over that?
She was that into him that didn't matter.
Oh, well, then that's true love.
Isn't it?
I mean, that's if, you know,
that's
you
how you
that.
Test someone you're dating. If you want to test their love,
yes.
Wet the bed and see what happens.
see if they stick with you. All right, we're going to call him next.
We're going to call him next. We're going to put in the call. We're okay. going to see what Simon has to say about
this
it.
This is all on you. Nothing to do with me.
No,
but
it's we did it.
We did it together.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
You know what's hard? New relationships.
Yes, can be.
It's even harder when one of your girlfriend's sisters is a radio presenter.
Yes.
And likes to exploit stories about your new relationship on the air.
Now, I did say this was a... You know, an offence to worth breaking up over. But now I'm starting to feel for Simon in a way. I'm starting to really feel for the poor guy. For anyone that's just tuned in, Bree, what's going on with
Simon? My sister's new boyfriend. I heard a story over Christmas that something happened early in their relationship that could have made or break the relationship for them. He wet the bed.
At the age of 27.
While staying at our house.
That's highly embarrassing.
What's even more embarrassing... is if you get him on the radio.
Morning, Simon.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, he's sheepish. He's very sheepish. Simon, are the rumours true?
Oh, shamefully, yes.
Oh, how far into the relationship was it, Simon?
I think I was probably staying 4 nights a week, probably 2 weeks in.
Okay.
2 weeks in.
Okay, 2 weeks in, and you're still going strong, so that's love, first of all. That's great.
Had there been drinking the night before?
Yeah, see, no, I had no excuses. I didn't know what to say.
Has it happened before, Simon? I'm trying to work out if it's a condition.
Do you have a condition?
How did it happen?
It's definitely happened once before, but that was definitely from drinking.
So you can't explain this time?
No, it was a nice early Sunday, 8 o'clock bedtime, and just woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and...
Bizarre, mate. Bizarre.
It was like you were going for a swim. How did you feel when you realised what had happened?
I just stood there for probably 10 minutes just thinking, how am I going to wake her up and tell her about this?
Just roll her into the wet patch. That's a good way to wake her up.
Oh, no. Simon, who spilled the beans, okay? Who told the rest of the family?
Oh, I've got no shame. I've had to live with putting up with Brianna most of my life.
Oh! Right, Simon.
Simon is saying he would rather wee the bed than be associated with you, Bree, in a way.
Right. All right.
All right, Simon. Well, mate, I don't even know how to help you in this situation right now.
I have a lot of respect for you for coming on and chatting about it. You got to own it. Something like this. Yep. You have to own it.
That's some sort of life motto, isn't it? When you wee the bed, you've got to own it.
You've got to tell Mum and Di as well. That's tough.
Mum and Di.
You let Mum and Di clean it up. Is that right, Simon?
Well, firstly, I went and tried to shower the shame away for a couple of hours.
As you do.
I came back in and Amber had the blow dryer cleaning it up, so I thought, geez.
The blow dryer? It's gone through to the mattress.
Mate. Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Well, I mean, for one small incident, that is going to live with you for the rest of your relationship. We're talking any Christmas lunch that's, you know...
And Simon.
I know what Big Steve's like. He'll bring it up whenever he possibly can, Bree's dad.
Oh, well,
so.
He didn't even know until Brianna found out.
Oh, well, thanks, Bree.
I might have mentioned it in a family setting at Christmas time with all the relatives there. All right, it just slipped out. It just came up in conversation. Hey, Simon, just something to look forward to. I'll be telling that story at yours and my sister's wedding, so enjoy that.
Excellent. I can't wait.
Bree's just trying to find out if you're going to propose anytime soon on the sly.
Is it soon or?
I'm going to have to. I know I was cleaning up the bed.
One thing at a time, Bree.
Hey,
he's
already
the shame
a part of the family.
Well, now it's sealed the deal, hasn't it?
Literally.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Something you can look forward to when you become a parent is packing your kid's school bag.
Yes.
To school.
Yes.
Packing their lunch and then finding some lunch items.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
Some of these pictures I'm looking at here, it is mould on mould.
It's rancid, isn't it?
Just some of the stuff that parents find in their kids' backpacks.
Do you want to hear on the list some of the stuff that parents are finding in their kids' school bags?
Yeah, well, news out today, it says parents disgusted by surprises in kids' bags before going to school, and there's a list of some of the dirtiest stuff. Kids have gone back to school this week. What's some of the stuff on the list?
Well, some of them on the list, an eight-week-old lunch from last year. Which included, Gaundy, an apple.
Yes.
A tuna sandwich.
Oh, who's eating that?
And cheese and crackers that had so much mould on it. It stunk like blue cheese, which is delicious.
It had its
delicious
own colony.
Yeah.
There was little things living in it.
This one's an interesting one.
What's that?
A dead mouse that my 8-year-old had taken for show and tell.
No. How does that get in there?
Apparently it was nearly a skeleton because it had been in there for so long.
So hang on, they took the mouse for show and tell, put it in the bag and forgot it was there.
It says here in the story they never had a pet mouse.
So the kids found it. Oh, no.
I love it. This one's a good one.
Yeah.
PE clothes from my 15-year-old son that hadn't been washed all term.
Yep. I can relate to that one. I went a whole footy season without washing my footy socks.
Delicious.
Yeah. So, puts up having kids off just a little bit longer.
Just a bit of links.
That's
that
no
works
good
for everything. No, it does. No. Yeah.
Let's go to Sarah in Narara. Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. What did you find in your school's bag?
It wasn't me. It was my dad looking in my brother's bag. And it didn't happen once, it happened twice. It was about 2 months' worth of mouldy school lunches that he'd made for us.
2 months.
He'd be going to the tuck shop.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And we had to make our own lunch after that.
Oh, so he ruined it for everyone.
So the kid couldn't break it to the dad that the lunches were no good. Just kept putting them in there and not eating them.
I was in primary school, I used to hate the crust on sandwiches because I had an afro.
Right.
And you know how they always said it gave you curly hair?
Yes.
So I was terrified of eating the crust because I already had an afro. So I'd hide them in that front pocket in my school bag.
Yep.
I did that, my mum reckons, for 6 months. I just hid. It was a whole pocket full of crust.
Yuck.
And I still had curly hair,
it didn't even work. Well, 13, 12, 16, it is our number if you want to let us know what kids are found in their bag. Just give kids money and let them buy lunch every day. I had a sausage roll every day as a kid. No mould in that.
And look how you turned out.
Fat.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.